This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dan Shard. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here with you, Robert.
And Dan is the CEO of MetaFast, which is one of the largest, fastest-growing, health-focused organizations in the world. Talk about what the organization is.
Well, we have a very simple goal and mission. And it is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. So we talk about being a health and wellness company focused on offering optimal health.
And when you look at the company, you're different in that you started really mostly with products, but now you have a robust business, which is really about the coaching, and you have 15,000 global coaches.
That's right. We were almost 40 years old as a company, and we started out initially offering weight management products through doctors' offices. Doctors were finding more and more people coming in, more of their patients coming in, who had this problem with overweightness or obesity. And we were the answer to doctors who needed to have a product to offer to their patients. That was the beginning, but it wasn't the end. They quickly found out that there were other ways to offer these products to people. So we added a franchise system or a set of centers called Weight Management Control Centers or MetaFast Weight Management Control Centers, and then a direct-to-consumer element, which was selling products to consumers now over the Internet. It used to be over television, radio, print. And the last one, which has turned out, as you pointed out, to be the most important, is helping individuals become more healthy through the help of a coach, what we call an Optavia coach. Optavia happens to be the brand of product that we introduced just really about a little bit over a year ago that is a lifestyle brand focused on helping people become more healthy.
And what is at the core of being healthy? So many people try, they don't stay with the diet, so you have the coaches. What really makes it where someone succeeds?
Well, what we found is that it's not a solo endeavor. In other words, we provided kind of do-it-yourself solutions, where we would ship people product with a pamphlet or instruction manual and have them move on by themselves to try to achieve health. And what we found was that they are far more successful if they're linked or if they're connected with someone and then ultimately a group of people who share the same interests, which in this case is helping them be healthy and stay healthy.
And that's usually not like your spouse, because I know if my wife keeps saying, Robert, get healthier, might even bounce back, have the wrong effect. It's usually more of a professional person that's going to help this succeed, right?
It is. In fact, it's the highest success comes because the individual Optavia coach has actually been through the same process that the client has been through.
Ah, so your coaches come. Step one is you become a customer. Step two is you get great results. Step three is you learn from your coach, and you can now become a coach. So that's the training grounds. That's the incentive to do really well.
That's right. Some become coaches.
And then you don't want to become unhealthy because now you're a coach.
Exactly.
You're setting the example.
Yeah. And those who don't become coaches refer to their coach because they recognize the value that comes from being connected to someone who helps them through this health journey.
If someone wants to get involved, if they want a franchise, if they want to call up, what is the website or phone number? How would they get in touch?
www.optavia.com.
And that's O Spell it out.
OPTAVIA.
.com. This is Robert Rees. We are speaking with Dan Chard, the CEO of Medifast. On the CEO show, we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're talking about a new health-focused organization, been around since 1980. One thing you had told me before is that actually the key with successful dieting or losing weight is not having three meals a day, right?
That's right. We talk about healthy habits. And the first healthy habit we teach as people progress in this journey is the habit of healthy eating. And that starts out with a really simple premise. I mean, we were all raised on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as it turns out, it's much more healthy rather than having three big meals to have six smaller meals throughout the day. So
why is that?
It's about controlling your appetite. It's about keeping your metabolism running. It's about not kind of gorging yourself at different times. And I think probably it goes back to the way we evolved as human beings. We weren't always sitting down at tables. We were hunters, gatherers, however you want to look at it, but we were eating throughout the day when you could. So this has to do with really creating a mechanism, you know, regular eating, healthy eating, to kind of keep you satisfied throughout the day so you don't overeat.
Oh, so does it matter what you eat? Should you have, for example, fruits and live food at certain times of the day, or how do you manage all of that?
Well, that's the second big part of it, is it does matter what you eat. It's controlling your appetite, but it's learning this healthy habit of eating six times a day. And what we teach you to eat is... It starts out by, this is an education process.
I know, Optavia products, right?
Well, it starts...
I knew.
Well, it's some Optavia products, but then our focus is on making healthy eating second nature. So while we give you Optavia products to help influence and develop this set
of... It's more of a supplement, in a way.
Well, it's reinforcing this healthy habit.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth meal that we teach you is one that you prepare on your own. But it's not just anything. It's how we teach you how to make a healthy, lean, and green meal, which means that we're giving you the right amount of, teaching you to make the right amount of proteins and carbs together and vegetables.
So what is that? If you were to teach me right now, teach everyone, we've about 600,000 listeners in, they're all ready for dinner probably. So what are the elements to prepare a healthy meal?
So lean and green is the key. So lean means protein.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously if you have some salmon.
Is steak bad?
Steak is, not all steak is bad, but leaner steak is better.
Okay.
So, a filet is more healthy than a porterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want a massive steak either, but even better than steak is chicken, fish, or high lean, high lean.
And do you want to mix them? Are you going to teach them in this meal to mix vegetables and salads with the protein, or do you have them as separate meals? One meal is protein, one is vegetable.
No, that's the green part. So it's vegetables and protein. And that's the easiest way to do it. And it's, what you're trying to do is get your body to be consistently nourished, but also keep your insulin kind of at the right level. And that kind of helps, brings the brain into the whole equation so that you're not feeling these massive hunger pains.
And how does, like, cheese fit into that? I happen to love all types of cheeses.
Cheese is good in moderation. Same kind of thing. Some cheeses are better than others. Probably the kind you like may not be the ones that are both healthy.
May not be the best one. Okay.
But a mozzarella cheese, for example, good.
Okay.
Camembert, not so good.
Ah, it's a shame, because that's what I like more. So we have about 2 minutes until break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy. But give us more advice on what people who are active, who are CEOs, who are moving all around the time, what they should eat and how they should manage their healthy being in terms of exercise as well.
I think traveling makes it tough, because as soon as you go in a restaurant...
Wait, question. Are you better off exercising once a day or several times in six small spots?
Well, we talk about while you're going through the weight management portion of this, trying to lose weight, we talk about exercise that's not stressful. So no huffing and puffing. So it's movement, it's walking, it's climbing a flight of stairs. Once you achieve your healthy weight and you're not trying to lose weight so you don't have a calorie deficit, then weightlifting, running, all of those things.
Okay. This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Dan Shard of MetaFast, and we're finding about the exciting organization. One question, 15,000 coaches, how do you motivate and align all of them? And you've just 1 minute left.
They honestly motivate each other. They are focused on a mission to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time, and they believe in it because they've been through it. They know that their life got better when they became more healthy, and that's what they pay for. That's their focus, is to help other people achieve the same thing that they achieved. That's their motivation.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Dan Shard about his leadership philosophy at MetaFast. Back in a few.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dan Shard, who is the CEO of MetaFast. So let's talk about, you joined, I think it was October 3rd, 2016, you became CEO of MetaFast.
That's right.
Talk about where the company was right then. It's a well-known brand, everyone's heard of it, and talk about where the company has evolved to since then.
Well, over almost the previous 40 years, we had become very good at creating multiple channels. So a set of allied channels. We sold through doctor's offices. We sold directly to consumers through digital advertising. We sold through a franchise system. And the last element that we added was selling through a set of coaches or a group of coaches.
And what we How many coaches at that time were there?
Boy, less than 1,000.
Okay, so less than 1,000 in 2016.
Yeah.
Hundreds. Okay, go
ahead. Oh, in 2016.
Yeah.
So the coaching business started 17 years ago. In 2016, we had roughly 12,000 coaches.
Okay, go ahead. So then what did you do from strategic standpoint?
We started out by looking at the numbers. We said, look, if we are truly a mission-driven company, and we're focused on delivering on our promise of lifelong transformation, which of these channels gives us the ability to best deliver on that promise? And what we found was two key insights. One was when we linked them with an individual, in this case the coach, mm-hmm. they were more successful. Two, when we taught them a set of healthy habits and started to instill those habits in their lives, they were more successful. And then from there it became, what else can we add to help make that process move forward? And that was linking them with the community and providing products that help them develop those habits.
And how did you engage the whole executive team around this mission? It's a big transformation.
Yeah. No, we started out by looking at the numbers. And
so you all did together.
Yeah.
And so it's really a team effort where you looked at the numbers and you came up with this new strategy.
Yeah. We looked at the numbers and we said, what do we learn from this? And there were a lot of different numbers. Some of the parts of the business were very profitable but didn't deliver on the promise that we were making. Other parts of the business were less profitable but more scalable and delivered greater long-term value.
Those were the ones you went on. So there's a great message for everyone. Don't just focus on immediate profit. Focus on your mission and understand how you could scale it to a larger point.
Exactly right, Robert.
Okay, so let's talk about, you recently were cited as one of the top most trustworthy companies in America for 2016, 2017. Congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you.
And especially that dovetails nicely with when your tenure as CEO. What do you think it took to achieve that, and what message do you have to other CEOs about building trustworthiness?
I think that particular award was largely around our financial management. We are a debt-free company.
So wait, this is amazing. You achieved that, and you jettisoned some of your more profitable products by focusing more on the mission that helped you achieve greater finances.
Yeah.
And I know that you've had double-digit growth as well.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah, so I'd say conservative financially, no debt. And very good at also making sure that we have a very strong balance sheet, so cash in case we need it for a rainy day, and also to invest back in our business.
When you think about the word transformation, and you've had great experience in turning around MetaFast over these past 2 years, one of the trustworthy companies, as we were talking about, as well as great profitability, what are the characteristics requisite for a CEO to become transformative?
I think first you have to know exactly where you're going. So I think that's what we were just talking about as mission-driven. For us, we know we want to focus on the world.
And focus is a word you've used with me prior to this many times.
Yeah. So how do we deliver our message to the world? How do we deliver our product to the world? And the other side is sacrifice and focus, using focus again, which is it's tempting to try to be all things to all people or try to do it as many ways as you can. But often by doing that, you create conflicts in the system. You're less scalable, less efficient. And so it's really knowing where you're going and then being ready to sacrifice and focus to get there.
So let's talk about Asia. You know, in 2019, you have this major outreach towards Asia, which is a big difference from where you've been in the past. Talk about what spurred that on strategically and what you hope to achieve.
Well, we're fortunate to be in a category that is
high demand.
That's right. Health is not a problem just in our own country, but it's a problem around the world. And to a certain extent, we're exporting the problems. I mean, our fast food has created challenges virtually everywhere. But it's really also just lifestyle in general. As countries become more developed and people are gathering towards the urban centers, they move less, they eat less healthy. And so what we did was we looked at the numbers. 54% of Asians are actively trying to lose weight.
54% of Asians as a totality.
That's right. Now, those numbers are also high in Europe, also high in South America, and throughout the rest of the world. So in reality, we could have gone to a lot of different places, but we felt that our particular model, as we were testing it, and we tested it in a number of countries, had some particular appeal to the Asian community. So we're starting out with Hong Kong and Singapore, and those will be gateways to Greater China and Southeast Asia.
Let's talk about Optavia and the coaches. You've 2 minutes left. What are the coaches really doing? Is it over the phone? Is it face-to-face? How do you manage that process so it's so effective?
Well, I'll tell you, it's evolving. It certainly used to be, if you can do a face-to-face, that's great, but that's occurs less and less. And as people now become connected through social media, they have to use other technologies. Was cell phone, then it's video conferencing, but more and more it's texting, social media. So it's virtually any way you can connect to support somebody and let them know what to do, how to do it, or just simply provide them the support they need to get through a tough time is what our coaches use.
And I bet they're using Skype a lot also.
They use Skype, they use Zoom, FaceTime. I mean, whatever it is that you can do on your phone now, which is virtually everything, is a tool for the coach.
We have 1 minute left, and your mission really resonated with me. Now, everyone listening in, think of how important having a mission that's a higher purpose is. Would you mind saying again what your mission is and what it means to you?
To offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. And I think it means we're very ambitious. We want to provide this solution, this help to anybody across the world that needs it. We recognize that this is hard. Changing something changing a way of living is difficult, which is why we focus on habits. We know that if you can do something repeatedly over time, it becomes a habit. So our focus is on teaching them how to live a different way of life or live life differently by learning a set of new healthy habits that they can use not only throughout their life, but then they can turn around and teach and help other people's, whether that's a mother helping her children, whether it's a friend helping another friend. It really doesn't matter. Whether it's someone that you run into on social media, it's about sharing.
And on those inspirational words, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Shipping and processing. Return postage extra. Auto ship and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and the bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique. Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Julie Myers Wood. How are you, Julie?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Robert.
And Julie is the CEO of Guidepost Solutions. You may not have heard of the name, but what they're doing you will want to know about, because this is going to help you CEOs prevent big problems in the future. Later on in the show, we'll talk about when you were the leader at ICE in Homeland Securities and what you learned from that and your leadership philosophy. But for now, let's start off. Talk about what Guidepost Solutions is.
Oh, thank you so much. And Guidepost Solutions is a company that focuses on compliance, investigations, and security and technology consulting. So essentially, we work with companies that have problems with the government, help them do the right kind of investigations, fix their compliance programs, and also make sure that they have sound security. In today's environment, with new risks all around us and new security threats, it's very important that owners of property and CEOs be thinking about what is their security footprint, not only to deal with an active shooter, but to deal with kind of day-to-day issues they may have, or even a terrorist threat. And so our company is heavily involved in security and technology consulting, really helping companies think together about intelligence-based threat detection, and also where to use technologies in their buildings to be most efficient.
So walk through a series of the types of situations that could come up that you would be involved with in helping companies. And I understand it's both preventative and then crisis mode as well.
Well, we love it when a company comes to us and they just want to get things right. And so we're very involved, for example, in cryptocurrency and working with companies that are trying to use new technology like Bitcoins but still be compliant. And so for them, or for many companies in the Silicon Valley, we help them think about a brand new compliance program. And it's not the same thing that you can use in a bank. They need something that will really fit for their new business model. And so we're able to be practical and creative and help give them something that works and something that the regulators will be satisfied with. Of course, we always get a lot of calls after the regulators come knocking. And so one of the times that we are often called upon is when the government has started to investigate a company, or when the government has executed a search warrant on a particular company. They'll call us up because we have former FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, and prosecutors, and say, how can you help us fix this? How can you help us address these problems in a proactive manner?
And there you're ready to do it, but you're saying for companies you think it's definitely better if they're preventative so they don't go there. Because just think about when there's a problem. With social media today, within 20 minutes, the whole world knows. You can't hide things anymore.
That's absolutely right. And the reputational risk of a government investigation, even if ultimately you pay a small fine, can be very, very significant. And so it's much better to really build in compliance as you're growing your company. And I think it's important for CEOs to be thinking about that as they go about their business. What kind of culture are they creating, and how are they really enhancing compliance within their culture?
So let's talk about one word, which is going to sound simple, but I think it might be even more complex than that. The word compliance. How is it black and white, or is it gray? You're a lawyer by trade, you know.
There are areas where it's black and white. There are also areas where it's gray, and areas where professionals have to use their best judgment. One of the reasons to retain a firm like ours or to work with counsel on compliance up front is because a lot of issues haven't been decided concretely by rules. But when regulators suspect a problem or when they come in, they're going to have this 20/20 hindsight, and they're going to expect that you decided something in a certain way. And so when they're difficult problems, when they're nuanced problems, you want to have really fulsome thinking based on your risk appetite at the company so you can make a decision that you know will hold up or be defensible when a regulator walks in the door.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Julie Myers-Wood, who is the CEO of Guidepost Solutions. So when we're talking about compliance, give me an example of a company. Maybe give an example. Is there a company where there was a problem and one company did it the right way and one company did it the wrong way? Could you think of such a situation?
Absolutely. As the former director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, we get a lot of immigration and customs issues. And I recall very clearly two examples that I've had in dealing with CEOs. In one instance, the government executed a warrant on the company's facilities, made a number of arrests, and the CEO called me in to meet with him, hired our firm to look at what they could do differently, and really thought about how they could build a strong compliance structure. In that instance, the CEO went in with lawyers, they made a great case to the government, and they were able to negotiate a very successful resolution. In the other case, the government did the exact same thing, came in with a search warrant, made a number of arrests on individuals, but that CEO, his first instinct was to fight. And that CEO thought the only way to succeed was simply to push back at the government. Said he didn't like the laws, didn't want to do anything with the laws, wanted to go to the White House. In that case, it dragged on for a very, very long time. The resolution ultimately was not as satisfactory, and the reputational damage to that company was significant.
I'm thinking reputationally, everything going on digital, it's out everywhere, and it's a period then could be 4 months or something, right? And so you're getting bad social media day in, day
it
out.
It could be 4 years. Not just 4 months. Some of these federal investigations go on forever in many areas.
How does that impact the company reputationally?
Reputationally, it can be a real hit. If you are trying to recruit the best of the best, and we all know that the war for talent is real, and it's hard to get really talented people to come to your companies to run them, if they know that you've publicly reported that the company is under an FCPA investigation or under an investigation for sanctions investigation, they think, I don't want to go there. I want to go to a company that doesn't have those kind of problems. And so as the CEO, thinking about these issues up front and trying to prevent them, and then frankly, really, when you sense that there's something wrong, aggressively managing it, I think, is so important. And just to really try to protect the company's overall interests.
There you go. Let's go back into the leadership part, because when you became at Homeland Security, you moved into a leadership position. Frankly, you were pregnant at the time, you know, and as all my listeners know, I want there to be 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs, you know, not what we have now. So what did you learn from a woman's perspective as a leader in that role?
Well, certainly there were challenges being the first kind of woman head of ICE as it was constituted at DHS during my confirmation.
And you were young, too.
I was young, I looked young. I'm in my 30s, but I looked very young, which I suppose was a blessing, but at the time felt a little bit like a curse. And you had to go up to the Hill and around the Hill to meet with all the senators. And this was right after Katrina. And I had been working in the White House helping the president pick cabinet and sub-cabinet positions, but my real expertise was law enforcement. I'd been a prosecutor. I'd ran a small law enforcement agency at Commerce. And so I wanted to do ICE. And frankly, the reason I wanted to do ICE was because the new secretary, Michael Chertoff, had been a mentor to me, and I was his chief of staff at the criminal division at DOJ. So I had all these reasons why it was a good fit. But coming after Katrina, there was a lot of criticism, hey, we need somebody that is older, that is more mature. And some of the senators, I think, you know, were a little taken aback that I was a woman. I thought of one example during the Hill courtesy meetings where a senator actually asked me what my husband thought of me taking the job.
Okay.
And I was a little, we were all a little taken aback, but of course I'm trying to win the senator's vote.
Yeah.
So I said, he's very, very pleased, very proud of me. And little did that senator know that I was also pregnant. So I tried to obviously hide my pregnancy as long as possible. But it's a lot of challenges coming into ICE as a younger woman. But what a great, fabulous experience. And I'll tell you what great men and women of that agency. What an honor to serve with that law enforcement mission.
We have 2 minutes left. What advice do you have to women to succeed in business, become CEOs, and be successful CEOs?
My biggest piece of advice is to raise your hand. And so every job that I've ever gotten that's been a big job, I've raised my hand for it. And it's been hard to do. Sometimes it's been scary to do, but I've made the effort. When I was in presidential personnel, I saw a big difference between what the men said when they interviewed with me and what the women said. And I recalled I had two candidates when I was looking at DOD, Defense Department's positions. One, they had equal resumes, identical resumes, basically. The man said he wanted to be deputy secretary. The woman said she wanted to be special assistant to the deputy. And so, you know,
right there, tell
right
it
there.
All. That's the problem.
And so, you know, you really, if you're a woman and you think there's a big job, raise your hand. I think seek mentors, seek those who can give you counsel on how to do it, and you can do it. I want to see more than 50. I want to see 75 female CEOs of the Fortune 500. And Guidepost can help them all.
There you go. Again, the website for Guidepost is?
GuideposteSolutions.com.
And for CEOs, one sentence on the first thing they should do to know that they have no compliance issues.
Hire great people into the role of chief compliance officer, chief security officer, and pay them sufficiently.
And there you have it. Great having you on the CEO show, Julie.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America, this is Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. I'm here today with Salim Basool, and we're going to be talking about his company, Middleby Corporation. Salim, how are you?
I am excellent, Bill.
That's great. A lot of you out there may not have heard of Middleby Corporation, but this is a $2.5 billion company that has a very unique place in the commercial oven market and also in the residential kitchen market. You would probably know their big residential brand, if I can say it, would be Viking, right?
Correct.
Would be one of your biggest brands. But what I found fascinating in doing research on Middleby is here's a company that has equipment in one out of every three restaurants in the world. I think that's absolutely fascinating.
So we touch people's lives in many ways. We touch them at breakfast, at lunch, at dinner, at airport. If you're going to an airport and getting a toasted sandwich, or if you're at stadium, it's most probably could be our equipment that is fueling your meal.
Now, if you don't mind, I want to go step back a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about your background, but for our listeners out there, Salim actually was born in Beirut, Lebanon, correct?
Correct.
And talk about your early beginnings.
I grew up in Beirut. I went to a Jesuit school. And from a, we are a modest, low, you know, I would say low middle class. You know, I grew up with a brother and a sister. And my father was an Olympic swimmer.
Olympic swimmer.
Yeah. 1948, London. And he taught us that you need to compete and win. He also taught us that you don't need tools, because when he was growing up and swimming, there was no swimming pools in Lebanon. So he was swimming in the open.
No swimming pools. So yeah. Was he swimming in the Mediterranean?
In the Mediterranean. And then ultimately, in the first competition, he went into a swimming pool and won in Europe. And it's amazing.
Well, maybe swimming in the Mediterranean was better practice for him.
Well, irrespective. But I would imagine here you come, and you now the first time swimming in a pool, and you win. So there must have been something, but it definitely it teaches you that you don't need to have all the perfect tools to win.
So I know you went to school in a Jesuit school in Beirut. There was a very difficult time at that time, the Civil War of Beirut. Tell us a little bit more about what happened.
So the Civil War broke up April 1975, and it was brutal. Nobody saw it coming. Lebanon was the Middle East, or the Paris of the Middle East.
I remember that. People said it was the Paris of the Middle East.
And lives for everyone in Lebanon was transformed overnight. That day changed people's lives. And suddenly, you will see that many Lebanese of that generation have been very successful because it taught them that don't take anything for granted. I know my parents didn't see it coming. So we became ultimately displaced and refugee in our own country.
But then you were able to not only graduate from a very prestigious school in Lebanon, but then move on to come to the United States.
Well, I would say I attribute my success at school because of the perseverance of my mother. My mother kept us really focused on studying, and I was dyslexic, something that was not diagnosed at the time in Lebanon. And I was struggling at school, and she kept on pushing me. She kept on figuring out a way, and she would work with the teachers to give me a leeway so I could get a little bit more tutoring. And everybody was patient with me until I got to the American University of Beirut, and that system, that, so I went from a Jesuit rigorous French education to an American much more fluid type of schooling, and I started excelling. And then my dream was always to come to the United States. And the biggest thing is my parents had to sell their only piece of land for their retirement to send me to the States. And they did. And I will never forget that. They did the biggest sacrifice. And I needed, when I came to the States, I had to succeed. Because they had nothing left. They bet on me, a big bet. The only piece of land they inherited that they kept for their retirement. And they sold it to send me to school.
This is Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Forum, where we speak with CEOs who are transforming the fabric of America. And I must say, listening to Salim Basul today here in Dallas, Texas, you are doing one heck of a job transforming not only your company, but an entire industry. Is there a do-over as you built your business and went from $100 million to $2.5 billion? Was there anything that you would do over? I mean, the Maytag story was fantastic, but was there anything else that you would say, gee, I wish I had done that differently?
If I have to think about that, I'm sure there are a lot of us, if we're smart and curious, we always second guess ourselves.
Sure.
We always think, can we reinvent faster? Can we transform faster? I would say, if I had to think about something I would have done, is to most probably have started my Middle B, working at Middle B 10 years younger. When I look
really?
At the Mark Zuckerberg, I look at so many. Steve Jobs, I wished I took the courage and the guts to act boldly and swiftly 10 years younger. Now I'm 61. I had a 20-year great run. I wish I had 30-year great run. Imagine what I would have done.
So the next question is, let's look to the future. 5 years from now, where do you want to be?
I look at the mega trends. I'm very excited about what's going on in the world. 80% of the population will live in mega cities of over 10 million people, which affects how we eat.
Wait a minute. 80% of the people will live in cities of over 10 million people.
Right.
Wow.
So they're going to be a huge urbanization that's taking place in the next 20 years. So one, they're going to be affecting waste, water treatment, the people, how community living. So one, I'm interested in waste management. Waste becoming a big issue. It's just today, it's going to become bigger. Water becomes a bigger issue. So, and we are at the heart of this. Number two, I think you're going to have tough time finding labor.
Yeah.
So one of our customers just told me, an executive, one of the leading restaurant chain, today they have in the United States 480,000 positions that are not being able to be filled. 480,000 positions in one restaurant chain. So imagine the shortage we're going to have. So in the long run, automation is going to be big. Now, automation is a double-edged sword because people say, well, with automation, we're going to eliminate all those jobs. I would say no. It will create more jobs. I look at the ATM case study. When ATM came in, everybody worried that there would be no more tellers and bank tellers and there would be no banking. It would be all done through ATM. the study will reveal that since the ATMs 30, 40 years ago, the employment at banking went sixfold more than it was prior to the ATM.
Amazing. Well, on that note, I want to thank Salim Basul for being on the CEO show. Thank you, Salim.
Thank you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.